Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Joined, obviously, by Eagles right tackle Todd Harrimans. And, Todd, this is year eight, so you've had 8 years now to perfect the answer to this question. Why is it that the Eagles are so good under Andy Reid after the bye?
Well, I think I don't really have this question perfected. I think that, you know, the biggest thing with after the bye is it's Coach Reid. You know, it's not the players like getting a week off. Yeah, that might have something to do with it. You know, getting away from football for a little bit, clearing your head, and coming back ready to work. But I really think that it's the amount of time, the extra time that Andy has all week long. You know, he's basically given 7 extra days to game plan and scout the other team. And, you know, I know that he doesn't take much time off during the bye week, and he's in here, you know, evaluating, assessing, game planning, and I think that's really the key to our success.
So then is there, you know, when you come in Monday and you've had the week off and then you come in, is there sort of an excitement to see the game plan that Andy and the guys have come up with?
Yeah, there's an excitement for that. There's also just an excitement to get back to work, especially after, you know, a game like we had against the Lions. A tough loss, and we didn't play well at all. Kind of had the bitter taste in our mouth all week long, and guys are just excited to get back into work and you know, rectify that situation.
What are some of the things that you guys feel like you need to work on offensively?
Well, we definitely need to work on our protection. Mike's taking too many hits. And I think that those are just little things that we can fix up front. You know, knowing who we have, know who's coming free, that's more Mike needs to know who's coming free. Us on the other hand, I think we just need to focus, step back a little bit, focus on doing our jobs and not worry too much about anything else. If we all do our job correctly, then, you know, we'll be good.
Is there anything in particular that's giving you guys trouble, or is it just a little thing here, a little thing there?
No, it's really just a little thing here, a little thing there. Communication at times, other times it's getting off the ball late, other times it's thinking we had somebody we didn't. You know, they're all easily fixable things, and you know, I think that's what, you know, the key to focus on is for this week.
Shady talked about today, you know, he was asked whether he considered the possibility of Mike not being the quarterback, and he said in the locker room nobody was really thinking that. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's 100%. It's such a team game, and we all know that, you know, those losses that we've had aren't on Mike. They're on us as a team, us as an offense, us as a defense, us as a special teams unit, you know. It all gets mixed in the pot together. So, you know, you can't just single one person out for how the way the season has gone so far.
Speaking of Shady, you know, another question you've probably been asked hundreds of times now is the whole run-pass balance thing. But through 6 weeks, I think Shady had the second most touches in the league. So he's getting the ball enough. Is there something that's just not quite springing in the run game?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, you pound and pound and pound, and I don't think that there's really any concern amongst the team about how many touches Shady's going to get. You know, another thing is that could maybe balance that out a little bit is at what points of the game he's getting his touches. You know, he's getting quite a few touches when we're trying to run the clock out or whatever, and usually there's a safety down in the box, so it's harder to spring long runs in those situations.
What do you know about this Falcons team that's coming in on Sunday?
They're very sound. You know, they're a high-energy defense. You know, their front four likes to get after the passer. But, you know, it doesn't seem like there's too many crazy things that we've seen on film. It should be, you know, it's a great test for us. They're a good team. They're undefeated coming into this game. They're just coming off of their bye, too. They're going to be well-rested and well-prepared. You know, so it's going to be a good matchup, and we're looking forward to just getting back out on the field.
And they got a cornerback who does like to do a little bit of trash talking.
Yep. I look forward to going against Asante. Hopefully we can get something where I'm running out there around the corner and, you know, watch him dive at my legs like he always
does. Exactly, throw the shoulder
yep.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you one question about Juan. Obviously, you worked with him for so long. When you found out that news during the bye week that the Eagles were going to go with Todd Bowles, what was your reaction?
Well, you know, I support all of Andy's decisions. Of course, you know, I have a personal relationship with Juan. I don't think that I would be in the NFL if it wasn't for Juan. So, you know, I owe him quite a bit of credit for my career. You know, but Andy made a decision, and we're rolling with it. And, you know, hopefully the team is better for it. And, you know, Juan will land back on his feet. He works hard, and he's a very driven and motivated person. He's a good coach. So, he'll land back on his feet. And, you know, I don't think there's too many coaches in the NFL that haven't been fired at one point or another.
Exactly. All right. Well, Todd Harriman's here on Eagles Nightly, back with more on the other side.